It seems rather strange that on Ash Wednesday we read the gospel that tells us, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you might not appear to be fasting. And then we immediately go on and put ashes on our face. But the point that Jesus is making is that when you do these things, praying, almsgiving, and fasting, the three kinds of penance that we do, almsgiving including giving money but also acts of charity, fasting including all the sacrifices you make, you give up candy or whatever, cookies, or like I do, beef, you know. When you give up these things, that's a kind of a fasting sacrifice. But when you do these things, you don't do them so that others will think that you're holy. You do them in a way that, and you do them because you are a sinner. And that's why we put ashes on our foreheads today. Not so that when we go out, people will think, oh look, there's a pious Catholic. That's wonderful. We put the ashes on our foreheads to say, I'm a sinner. It's not about pride. It's about humility. And in a certain sense, humiliation. Admitting that we're sinners. And we are sinners. Nobody's perfect. And most of us are far from perfect. The beautiful thing about Lent, and it really is beautiful to me, we get, the church calls us, okay, during these 40 days, take time and look at yourself and see how dirty you've become. Created in the image of God, sin besmirches our that image of God. In a like manner, created in the image of God, with a face much like Jesus, in whom we were created, on our face we have these ashes to show we have violated, we have distorted the image of God that we were created to be. I can't get out of my head, as I was thinking about tonight's homily, Sunday's gospel, where it talked about taking the wooden beam out of your own eye before you take the splinter out of your neighbor's eye. You know, we live at a crazy time in the world and in the church. There's so many strange things going on around us, sin really running rampant in our society. I mean, you just turn on television, you see greed, you see lust, you see envy, pride. I mean, it's all over. Every sin you can imagine. And some of the sins are promoted as if they're good things. And that can be a little empty. And even in the church, we see it too. Now we see especially with the crisis and scandal and sexual abuse and the lies of bishops, etc. But during Lent, Holy Mother Church, not the bishops, not the Pope, but Holy Mother Church, all the whole church from the beginning, tells us to stop and not look outward, but now look inward. Yeah, there's lots of crazy things around us, but you know there's lots of crazy things in us. Things that have nothing to do with Jesus. And the love for Jesus. Nothing to do with being created in the image of God. And so first, we follow the instruction that Jesus gave us on Sunday's Gospel. First, perceive the wooden beam in your own eye. And then you can go and take the splinter out of your neighbor's eye. Because you know, every sin is personal. There's no such thing as an institutional sin. Sin can be brought into an institution, but it's only kept alive and brought there by individuals who commit the sin and let the sin go on. The sins are the sins of individuals, like you and me. And so, in Lent, we think about all the sins that we commit. Whether they're large sins that are, you know, clearly contrary to God's will and the teaching of the Scripture and the church. Maybe the times when we said, I know the church teaches this, but... And then the response from Jesus is, there are no buts. If the church has always taught it, then I taught it. And it's a sin. And maybe it's a big sin, maybe it's a little sin. Maybe it's not a wooden beam in your eye, but maybe just a little splinter. But they said on Sunday, you know, a little splinter, if you've ever had a splinter in your eye, it hurts pretty bad and you can't really see anything with that splinter in your eye. I was thinking about this. Thinking about the ashes on her forehead. And it's a custom in the United States and many of the countries of the world that when the ashes are imposed on our foreheads, that they're imposed in the form of a cross. That's the way we traditionally do it here. And think of that. We begin Ash Wednesday looking forward to the cross, with the cross marked on our heads, in the ashes of signifying the sins that we've committed. And you know, when we look on the cross, the actual cross itself, not Jesus on the cross, but the cross itself, and then we look at the nails in Jesus' hands and the blood on his body, you know, we see there our sins. And you think about it, and the wooden beam in our eye, look at the cross. There's two great big wooden beams. And maybe they're just little splinters that we have. But if you take all the splinters and all the centuries and all the people throughout the world, you put them together, and they form that great big wooden cross that Jesus was nailed to. Lent is about our sins, but also about the cross. That our sins are the cross for Jesus. Our sins are what cause him to suffer. He suffers for our sins and there puts to death sin, conquers sin. But it is our sins that cause him pain on the cross. It is our sins that kill him. And so we think about that all during Lent. How have I hurt the Lord Jesus? Oh, this is just a little bitty splinter. Okay? And all those splinters together that you have, maybe they form that part of the cross that's right under one of the nails in his hands. Or maybe it's not just a splinter, maybe it's a beam. And so all during Lent, we look on Christ crucified. We look on the sins that we commit and think and have sorrow for our sins. How could we do this to our beloved Savior? And then we repent. We change. Because Jesus on the cross made it possible for us to change. He made it possible for our sins to be forgiven. And he made it possible for us to overcome our sins, put them behind us, as Jesus put the cross behind him and rose from the dead. This is what Lent is about. Our sins. And Christ putting them to death on the cross and saving us from our sins and from ourselves. And it is about why Jesus allowed all this to happen to him. He loves us so much that he allows us to choose freely what we want to do. Do you want to love him or do you want to love yourself more? Do you want to love him or do you want to love things more? Do you want to love him or do you want to treat the people that he loves as if they're just objects? He gives us choices, free choices. He loves us so much. He could take away all sin by just simply taking away our free will. But he won't do that. He could take away all the people, you know, when other people sin against us, he could stop that. You know, we say, why is this person bothering me? Jesus, why don't you help me? Well, should I take his free will away from him? And then take your free will away from you? Or rather, will I give you free will so you can choose to love me as I chose to love you? And chose freely, Jesus says, to go to the cross. He says, no one takes my life from me. I lay down my life myself. He goes to the cross because he loves you. Even though you built the cross, that we built that cross from all our sins, all those splinters in our eyes. What a beautiful season of Lent. To recognize how much God loves us, that he would die for our sins, that he would choose to love us even when we had chosen not to love him. What a beautiful season as he calls us now to choose to love him, to put all these sins behind us, to pick the splinter or the wooden beam from your own eye. And then try to help others in the same way. Let us, as we wear these ashes this evening, remember the cross of Jesus. Remember the sins that make up that cross. We bear those sins on our foreheads today. And we rejoice even as we sorrow. We sorrow for our sins and the pain they give to our Lord Jesus. But we rejoice because he loves us so much that he would die for all those sins. Praise be Jesus Christ crucified, now and forever.